Welcome to Prayer 4.0 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. Prevailing prayers. Prevailing prayers are prayers that secure an answer. Just saying a prayer is not praying a prevailing prayer. The prevalence of prayer does not depend so much on quantity. It's based on quality and can be defined as to gain the victory or superiority, to gain advantage, to overcome. Prevailing prayer are effective prayer which obtain the blessing that it seek. It is that prayer which effectually move God. The very idea of effectual prayer is that it effects its object. Prevailing prayer must be direct. You must have a definite object. It cannot be random. You must have something that you're placing before God and not just a bunch of random thoughts. For prayer to prevail, it must be in accordance with the revealed will of God. To pray contrary to God's revealed will is to try to tempt God, and there must be submission to his revealed will. Three ways God expresses will for guidance in prayer. Number one, by spirit. When we are at a loss for what to pray, his spirit instructs us. The spirit of God itself makes intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. Number two, by God's express promise in the Bible that he will give or do certain things. Number three, by his providence. When God said certain things will take place, it is as much revelation as though it was written in the Bible. God often grants spiritual discernment that he will do certain things or grant certain blessing. Whenever you place a matter or a particular situation before God, you have a desire for it. If you desire God's blessing in that area, your desire will be a fervency. And if your desire for that object is strong and not contrary to the will and providence of God, the presumption then is that it will be granted. The story of the blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52 is a story of prevailing prayers. When we look at his story, here is a blind man who heard that Jesus was passing by, and he began to shout when he had a need, a desire. He wanted to see. He had a need. He had a desire. He wanted to see. He sure didn't want the Son of David to pass him by without granting him his desire. His first shout got no response as the people tried to silence him. Bartimaeus was not about to be ushered out of his chance, as he knew the one who could give him what he desired was close. This was no time to be passive. He was desperate. It was time for prevailing prayer. And so he shouted again, this time on top of his lung. He was going to be heard today. Son of David, have mercy on me. The cry of prevalence was heard. It got Jesus' attention and he stopped and called him. And when he was at the mercy seat, Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus responded, I want to see. And Jesus responded, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received sight and followed Jesus. Prevailing prayer begins with a real desire, often coupled with real desperation. We cry to God, yet God doesn't seem to respond. And some of us quit at that. We get discouraged by circumstances and sometimes by people from continuing to ask. How does God want us to respond to this? He wants us to prevail. Keep asking. Cry a little harder. Cry a little louder. God is not looking for fanky prayers that are all over the place. He's looking for persistent and prevailing prayer. He's looking for the Bartimaeus who will insist on being heard, who won't take no for an answer, who will not be silenced. You notice what Jesus asked Bartimaeus? What do you want me to do for you? Do you know what are you desperate for? What if Jesus should ask you that question? We can't be vague. We have to be specific. We have to be bold. When the Son of David is near, we must follow blind Bartimaeus' example and do not let him pass without giving us an answer. Whatever answer you get, it will cause your eyes to be open. Continue. conditions of prevailing prayer. Prevailing prayers are specific. We saw that with Bartimaeus. It is offered for a definite object, not all over the place. What if Bartimaeus had said, I want this, I want this, I want that? No, he was specific in his request. We cannot prevail for everything at once. Confession and restitution to God and man. He that cover his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Faith in God as the one who answers prayer. This involves expectation of receiving what you ask. Pure heart. According to Psalms chapter 66 and 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. A forgiving spirit, Matthew chapter 6 verse 15. But if ye forgive not men their trespass, neither will your Father forgive yours. Praying in the name of Jesus is also important. Fervency, according to James chapter 5 and 16. Confess your fault to one another and pray for one another that you might be healed. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man avail much. Asking according to the revealed will of God and not just asking for what God is willing to grant, but rather asking in a state of mind that can be accepted by God. Humility. James chapter 4 and 6. God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. Exercising a truthful spirit is a condition. Psalms chapter 51 and verse 6. Thou desireth truth in the inward part. Travail of soul. Isaiah chapter 66 and 8. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Learn how to travail in prayer. Watching unto prayer and praying in the Holy Spirit. Guarding against that. What can grieve the Spirit of God and watching for an answer. When our prayers prevail, we have to be unselfish. James chapter 4 and 3. He ask and receive not, because he ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. Clean hands. Psalms chapter 26 and 6. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Perseverance or persisting. Jacob, Daniel, Elijah, the Syrophoenician woman, the unjust judge. We have to learn to persevere in prayer. The inspiration of the Holy Spirit will help us to persevere. Romans chapter 8 verses 26 to 27. For we know not what we ought to pray. We can ask of the Holy Spirit. A state of mind that believe the good faith of God in all his promise. The settling of dispute and animosity amongst brethren. Matthew chapter 5, 23 to 24. If you bring your gift, leave them and make peace. If all of these conditions are met, then our prayers are bound to prevail. Mean what you say. Make no false pretense. Be childlike and sincere, speaking from the heart. Take an example from blind Bartimaeus.